奉主耶稣圣名，在这里证道。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify for the truth.
感谢我们伊丽莎白教会的诗班，我们献上这美妙的颂赞，一起来歌颂我们天上的神。
I thank the choir of Elizabeth Church to present such beautiful hymn to praise our God in heaven.
在这个诗歌当中呢，我们感受神真的是在我们当中。
So, in listening to him, I feel that God is among us.
因为诗歌呢，是神的力量。诗歌是神的力量。
Because hymn is the power from God.
因为有神的灵在感动，所以它充满能力的。
And because of the movement of Holy Spirit, it is filled with power.
当诗班大声颂赞的时候，就神在我们当中。
So when the choir present him, God is among us.
现在要一起来分享主耶稣基督的福音，是得救的福音。
So I'd like to share with you the gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of salvation.
前三个晚上的布道会呢，小弟跟大家分享主耶稣基督的福音。
In the previous three nights, I share with you about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣他是神道成肉身来到人间。
Jesus is God himself come to the world in the form of flesh.
他带着一个身份成为神的儿子。
He came to earth as a son of God.
他要告诉我们人怎么样再重新成为神的儿子。
So he told us how can we human can become the sons of God again.
因为我们人被神所造，原来就是神的儿子。
Because we human are created by God, so we were originally the sons of God.
但是因为罪的关系，人就丧失了这个神儿子的身份，也不知道怎么样才能够成为神的儿子。
But because the problem of sin, we lost the status of being the sons of God. We don't know how can we regain this position.
所以当神道成肉身来的时候，他特地带了一个身份，他让我们知道，他要告我们是我们一个榜样，什么叫做神的儿子。
So when Jesus came to the world in the form of flesh, he has this status of sons of God, and he also tell us, demonstrate us how to become sons of God.
他让我们世人知道，我们应当怎么样来尊敬我们天上的父亲。
First, he showed us how to respect and honor our Father in heaven.
做什么事情，我们要依靠我们天父的带领。
Everything we do, we rely on the guidance of our Heavenly Father.
我们说什么话，要按照天父的指示来说。
Everything we say in according to the revelation of our Heavenly Father.
所以耶稣基督他的身份非常特殊。
So Jesus Christ has this very special status.
因为他是神成为人，所以他要被妇人所生。
Because he came in the form of flesh, so he was born by a woman.
既然被妇人所生，他就是人的儿子。
Since he was born by a woman, so he also become a son of man.
所以我们今天在座每一个人都有一个母亲。
Like everyone sitting here, I have a mother.
我们每一个人都是妇人生出来的。
Because each one of us is born by a woman.
耶稣基督他来人间也是一样。
When Jesus Christ come to the earth, he was also born by a woman.
所以他同时是神的儿子，也是人的儿子。
So he has a status both as a son of God, and also son of man.
他在告诉我们一个人如果是神的儿子，应该怎么样来孝顺，来遵从他的天父。
So he also showed us as a son of man, how do we honor our heavenly father?
人的儿子要怎么样来听从他这个地上的母亲。
Also as son of man,how to obey his mother on earth.
怎么样做一个人。
How to be a human.
所以不管在从属肉的跟属灵的角度，他都为我们做了榜样，留下一个非常好的模型让我们去看，去遵守。
So whether physically or spiritually, he left us a very good example to follow.
那耶稣来到人间，按着他的计划，他为我们宣告了天国的福音。
When Jesus came to earth,he proclaimed the gospel of heaven.
他说天国近了。
He said, the heaven is near.
所以让我们知道有天国跟地狱的存在。
He tells us the existence between heaven and earth.
他为我们
heaven and hell
为我们指出了那一条通往天国的道路。
He also shows us the way to heaven.
他带来了丰丰富的恩典。
He brought us a very abundant grace.
这是为什么我们说他带来的是一个恩惠的福音。
That's why we say the gospel he brought us is a gospel of grace.
他应许我们凡是跟从他的人会有平安。
He promised us everyone who follow him will have peace.
这个平安是跟世界人世上的平安不一样的。
The peace he gives is different than the peace from this world.
在这个患难的人间里，他带给我们一个我们心灵有依靠，我们知道我们的盼望在哪里的平安。
In this life of suffering, she showed us how can we gain peace in our heart.
主耶稣的这一切的作为，其实他最终的目的都是要能够救我们进入他的国度里。
Everything Jesus did was to save us into his kingdom.
他要将所有的人从罪里面救出来。
He wanted to rescue all the people from the bondage of sin.
所以主耶稣的福音是最终就是一个得救，要让我们得救的福音。
So the gospel of Jesus, finally, is this gospel of salvation.
神的心意原本是要所有人都能够得救的。
God's intention is that he wants to save all the people.
我们请来看一段经节，以弗所书的第一章十三节。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
以弗所书一章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
这里圣经记了一段话。
The Bible tells us here.
以弗所书一章十三节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13
你们既听见真理的道就是那叫你们得救的福音也信了基督既然信他就受了所应许的圣灵为印记
verse 13 And you were, you were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth the gospel of your salvation having believed you were marked in him with a seal the promised Holy Spirit
这里提到说真理的道就是那叫我们得救的福音呢
This verse mentioned the word of truth, which is the gospel of salvation.
那这个真理的道是什么?
What is the word of truth?
就是要让我们得救的。
That is to save us.
所以今天教会里面所要宣扬的重点其实就在这个得救的真道。
So the main focus of church preaching is to proclaim the gospel of salvation.
神他愿意万人都得救了，是不是神原本的心意？
God desires all human be saved.
请看提摩太前书第四章。
Please refer First Timothy chapter
第二章。提摩太前书第二章。
First Timothy chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
提摩太前书二章四节。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 4.
他愿意万人得救，明白正道。
Verse 4. God wants all men to be saved.And to come a knowledge of the truth.
第五节说，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间，只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
For there is one God and one mediator between man, God and man.
第五六节说，他舍自己做万人的赎价，到的时候，这个事必证明出来。
And this mediator is Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men. The testimony given in its proper time.
神他愿意万人得救。
God wants all people to be saved.
他要每一个人都能够明白这个得救的道理。
He wants everyone to come to understanding this gospel of salvation.
那神自己成为人，成为一个中保，要来做万人的赎价，要救赎这些万人能够进入他的国度里。
God came to world himself and become a mediator so that all people can be saved through him.
这是教会所最重要的一个目的，就是要能够让人看到这条路，能够明白这个得救的真道。
The main purpose of church is to let people to know the existence of this way to heaven and to understand it.
今天，如果我们希望我们能够得救
，and everyone want to be saved，
我们来到教会就找对了。
And you've come to the church, you come to the right place.
来到一个教会能够有圣灵同在的。
Because this church has abundance of Holy Spirit.
来到教会能够看到这里有神的作为的。
When you come to church, the church has the work of God.
来到教会，听到这里所传的道理是按照圣经，是忠实的，按照圣经所记的在传讲。
When you come to church, the church proclaim the truth according to the Bible.
那么这个地方就是我们可以得救的那个最重要的地点。
And this is a place where you can receive salvation.
主耶稣基督在世上讲了很多道理。
Jesus preached many sermons on earth.
他讲那么多道理，他说他最终的目的就是要让我们得救。
And he mentioned the main purpose is to save us.
我们来看一下约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
请看三十四节。
Verse 34.
约翰福音五章的三十四节。
John chapter 5, verse 34.
五章三十四节这里说，其实我所说的见证不是从人来的，然而我说这些话，为要叫你们得救。
34. Now that I accept human not that I accept human testimony, but I mention that that you may be saved.
主耶稣在这里在传道理的时候，他说过很多很多的见证，从天父来的。
Jesus, while he was on earth, he gave many testimony.
他说他为真理做见证，他也是来为真理做见证的。
He said he came to earth to bear testimony for truth.
讲这些话，讲这么多，就是为了让听到的人能够得救。
And the main purpose is that those who listen can be saved.
那耶稣基督他说，他就是那个门，得救的那个门。
Jesus said he is the door of salvation.
如果从他这来，从这里进入的，就要得救，必然得救。
Those who enter the door through him will surely gain salvation.
那有时候我们就会想，那我为什么要得救？
Sometimes we may wonder, why do I need this salvation?
我过得好好的啊。
I'm living a comfortable life now.
我有我应该有的，我做我想做的。
I have everything I want. I'm doing the thing I want to do.
在这个世界上，我们似乎心安理得，觉得我不犯国家的法律，我为什么要被救？
We may feel that as long as we do not violate the law of this country, why do I need salvation?
其实我们要从神的角度来看这个问题。
But we need to examine this issue from the perspective of God.
因为我们如果相信有神的存在哦。
If we believe the existence of God.
我们如果相信我们人的来源就是从神被神造出来的。
If we believe that the origin of man is God,
那我们就会追究为什么神要造人。
Then we need to think about why does God want to create human.
我们知道今天刚才我们祷告的时候特别提到说今天是圣安息日。
During the prayer, we mentioned today is the Holy Sabbath day.
那今天安息日是神设立的。
Sabbath day is established by God.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣经告诉我们说，神用六天创造天地万物，包括人类。
The Bible tells us God used six days to create this universe, including human.
第七天他休息了。
On the seventh day, he rested his work.
神不用休息的，神是灵，他是全能的，他不会累啊。
God is spirit, and he doesn't need rest.
但是他休息。
But he rested.
他告诉我们人需要休息，所以他先休息给我们看。
So he set an example for us to follow, that's to rest.
然后他特别祝福这一天。
He also blessed this day.
那当初神造人的时候，他是在最后创造的整个过程当中最后造的。
Human was the last creation of God.
那圣经里面创世纪里面很清楚描述说，神第一天做什么，第二天做什么，都很有系统的。
Genesis chapter 1 describes clearly the sequence of God's creation, what he did in each day.
那当初神造了人，用尘土造了人以后，给人一个工作。
So when human was created by God, God gave assignment and work to human.
他说要这个被造这个亚当这个第一个人呢，他说你要去为这个动物取名字。
God gave Adam a work that is to give name to all the animals.
要照顾这个伊甸园里面这些这里面所看到这些生物活物。
And Adam also need to take care all the living creature in the Garden of Eden.
我们来看一下创世纪这一段的描述。
Let's see this description in Genesis.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
创世纪二章十九节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 19.
主神用土所造成的野地各样走兽、空中各样的飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。
Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name.
我们今天有些人非常有手艺，我们会做各种东西。
Some people is very artistic. He can create many objects.
我们当中也有一些艺术家可以，比如说做可以做一种各种不同的瓷器、陶器啊，可以做一种雕塑。
Some are good at sculpture and can create a great sculpture work.
或者是我们有会画画的人，我们都会画一些一幅图画。
And some are good at drawing pictures and can draw a very beautiful picture.
今天不管我们做什么事情
，whatever we do，
我们在真的去从事以前，我们都一定有一个 idea， 我到底要做什么。
So before we engage some work, we have an idea in our mind what we want to do.
包括我们要写电脑程式的时候，我们都会想，我到底这个电脑程式要完成什么目的。
Even when we are developing a program in our mind, we have an idea of the purpose of this program.
所以其实在创造以前，神一定已经知道他创造这个东西到底是为了什么。
Likewise, when God was creating everything, and before the creation, He has a plan, an idea what is the purpose of this creation.
神早就可以把他所创造的东西一一的命名了。
God actually can give name to all the creature He created.
因为这是非常简单可以了解的。
It's very easy to understand this.
我们要做一个椅子，这个会堂的椅子，我们已经知道它这个样子，然后我们就说这个就是我希望你能做出来的东西是符合我的需要。
For example, if we want to build a chair in the chapel, and we first have some idea in our mind and understand its purpose, then we can create it.
所以神所造的这些万物、这些走兽、空中飞鸟，神早就知道它们应该是什么的。
So, when God created all the creatures, He knew what is the purpose of all the creatures.
但是神把这个命名这个动作、这个重要的工作给了亚当去做。
However, God leave the work of naming these creatures to Adam.
就是要让他所造的这些人称为他的儿子的这个人能够参与他的创造。
This is to allow Adam, who is the son of God, to participate God's work of creation.
能够分享神创造的荣耀。
So he can share the joy of God's creation.
这是神的目的，神造人的目的。
And this is the purpose of God create human.
所以以赛亚书四十三章这样说，我们请看以赛亚书四十三章。
So, in Isaiah chapter 43, we read this.
以赛亚书四十三章。
Isaiah chapter 43.
请看第七节。
Verse 7.
以赛亚书四十三章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人，就是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name, who I create for my glory,whom I form and made.
人是为了神的荣耀被造的。
So humans are created for the glory of God.
为了要让这个神所创造这个非常满意的这个作品能够参与他的荣耀的创造。
So that humans can participate God's work of creation to share the glory of God.
可是神的这个美好旨意，因为人后来他不听神的话，就失落了。
But this beautiful will of God was lost when human disobeyed God.
当人犯罪了以后
，when human sinned against God,
这就是人从此没有办法再完成神当初所在人类生命当中所要的这个荣耀的这个目的。
From that point onward, a human no longer can fulfill God's purpose of creation.
这是为什么罗马书三章里面。我们常常听到的，他说：“世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。”
That's why Romans chapter 3 mentioned all people in this world sin fall short of the glory of God.
因为神当初要让人参与他荣耀这个旨意没有办法完成了。
Because God's original purpose of creating man is to for man to share his glory.
那我们知道罪的代价就是死。
The wage of sin is death.
罗马书第五章，请看罗马书第五章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 5.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
罗马书第五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
这就如罪是从一人入了死世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sin.
看过去六章二十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 23.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
人一开始离开换了神的这个诫命以后死亡。
When man disobey God's commandment, and the punishment is death.
那这个死亡是永远离开了神的面。
Death means to forever depart from the face of God.
离开了神荣耀的全能，没有再有神的光照。
That is, man is separated from the glory of God. He no longer received the light of God.
如果今天耶稣基督他没有来
，Suppose Jesus Christ didn't come，
他没有来为我们开这条路。
If he did not open this way of salvation for us，
他如果没有为我们来准备那个解决罪的那个方法
，If he did not come with a solution for the problem of sin，
我们就真的永远灭亡了。
And then we will all perish forever.
人类真的就没有希望。
And we all will have no hope.
因为圣经在以西结书说，按着定命，人人都有一死。
According in the book of Hebrew mentioned that everyone is destined to die.
不管人犯罪之后，不管我们今天活多久，最后都一死。
Because we sin, so no matter how long we live, the final ending is death.
然后死后岂有审判？
And there's judgment after death.
那这个审判就是要为所犯的罪付代价的。
A judgment is a time when we pay the price of sin.
其实之前我们已经分享过，今天我们人活在这个世上，永远没办法体会什么叫做没有神的日子。
We already mentioned this. We are never able to know what is it like alive without God.
今天我们不管生活在多苦，或者是我们心灵有多忧伤，我们只要活在地上，眼睛张开看到这个美好的世界，花草树木、空气、阳光、空气、雨水的时候，我们都是在活在神的恩典底下。
No matter how much we are suffer physically, but when we open our eyes, we see all the wonderful creation of God, the trees and the flower, and we see the grace of God. We are living in the grace of God.
但是圣经说那个审判，如果没有得救之后，审判的是没有神的日子，没有神同在的地方。
The Bible tells us the judgment for our sin is to be completely separate from God, to continue to live without the presence of God.
所以人就活在这个罪，其实没有耶稣，我们的人是活在这个罪里面，因为实质犯罪了。
Today, we live under sin because our ancestor Adam sinned.
在圣经说，这个罪就是一个权势，一个捆绑，把我们绑住了。
The Bible describes sin as a form of bondage.
那绑住之后，我们就没有自由。
When we live under the bondage of sin, we do not have freedom.
我们被罪控制。
We are under the control of sin.
虽然很想要脱离，但是就没有力量。
Even though we want to get out from the bondage of sin, we are powerless.
罗马书第七章里面，这个传道者他这样在感叹。
In Romans chapter 7, the author said this.
第七章十八节。
Verse 18,
他说：“我知道，在我里面，在我肉体里面没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，但是行出来由不得我。”
I know that nothing good lives in me. That is in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
然后第二十四节
，Verse 24，
他说：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体呢
？”What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?
这是在被罪控制下人的无奈。
This is the situation when we are under the bondage of sin. We feel powerless.
明明知道这个不好，但是就是没有力量脱离。
Even though we know this is not good, we are unable to leave its control.
第二十五节说：“感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督，就可以脱离了。
”25:25 Thank be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So that I myself, in my mind, am a slave to God, God's law, but in a sinful nature, a slave to laws of sin.
今天全世界都握在这个恶者的手下，都在魔鬼的控制下。
Today, entire world. Is under the bondage of sin, under the control of devil.
罗马书的作者他有这种感叹，今天我们每一个人心里也有相同的感叹哦。
So the author of Romans have this realization. Today we also have this understanding.
我们有个弟兄，他在年轻的时代。
We have a brother when he was young.
他在初中、高中的时候就从台湾到美国来读书。
He came to study in the United States when he was in junior high school.
因为离开父母，所以来到这个地方很自由。
Because he was away from his parents, and he feel he had a lot of freedom here.
他顺着他的肉体的需要去生活。
So he just live according to his the lust and the desire of his physical body.
很自然的青年人都是。想要自由嘛？我朋友啊，就做什么就做什么。
So as young man, he feel how to enjoy this freedom is to do whatever his friend will do.
到处参加 party, 游戏，打球，尽情享乐。
So he just go to party everywhere, to participate all kind of game and enjoyment.
不知不觉在 party 当中，他染上毒瘾了。
Before he is aware of it, he was addicted to drug.
因为美国其实是一个毒品非常泛滥的地方。
Because in the United States, there is a lot of drugs.
我们说我留意我们的新闻哦，那个墨西哥、中南美洲那个毒品哈，第一个目标都是要销来美国的。
So if we watch news, those drug from other country, the main target destination is United States.
所以在美国跟墨西哥的边境那里啊，那毒品的城市真的非常恐怖啊。
So especially, this is especially true in those borderline city between United States and Mexico.
我们有个弟兄跑到那边去办签证。
We have a brother who tried to get his visa in that border.
他说那个地方他从来没有去过那么恐怖的城市。
And he later he described he had never been a place that's so dreadful.
因为那个地方就是毒品，他们在抢地盘，每一个人都是为了利益，所以杀人都不眨眼的。
Because in that time, all the drug criminal try to gain category, try to gain territory, so they just kill people very quickly.
他们都是在那个地方。把毒品运到边界，然后再找机会走出去美国来的。
Those people, gangsters, they try first. They ship their drug near the border, and then they try to find a way to smuggle it into the United States.
我们这位弟兄在年轻的时代就染上毒瘾了。
So this brother, when he was young, he was addicted to drugs.
那时候他还不是我们的弟兄啊。
He was not a member of our church yet.
但是他就在这个毒瘾当中。无法自拔了。
He felt that he cannot get rid of the control of this drug.
他的学业荒废了。
So he couldn't continue his study in school.
他的家人觉得他没有救了。
And his family consider him hopeless.
基本上他的父母亲已经把他放弃了。
His parents actually gave him up.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
神的恩典临到他。
The grace of God arrived on him.
他因着一个姐妹的邀请，他到教会来。
through the invitation of his sister, he came to our church.
他来教会祷告。
So he came to our church and to pray.
他祷告，他得圣灵。
He received the Holy Spirit.
这是他以前到其他教会去寻求帮助的时候所没有的体验。
This kind of experience he never encountered when he went to other church.
因为在他很苦的时候，他也曾经想要找耶稣了。
He went to other church to seek for help. Try to ask Jesus for help.
他曾经很努力的从电视里面从所能得到的 CD 或者是录音带里面想要去听福音。
Before he tried to watch TV or evangelical TV or even CD program, try to understand the gospel.
可是都没有办法。
But it didn't help him.
直到他来到圣书教会来祷告得圣灵以后。
Until he came to True Jesus Church to pray and to receive the Holy Spirit.
他感受到圣灵的带领，圣灵的能力。
He experienced the power of Holy Spirit.
最后让他很自然的靠着主耶稣基督把这个毒瘾把它戒了。
And finally, through the help of Jesus and Holy Spirit, he was able to get rid of a drug addiction.
那在耶稣基督的宝血里面，他重生成为一个新人。
And through the blood of Jesus Christ, he was born again, become a new man.
他大概现在已经离开那个毒品，已经大概八九年，快十年了。
He has led a drug-free life for about 9 years.
没有办法想象，他如果在十年当中不是来信耶稣，他会变成一个什么样子。他是不是还活着都还是有问题的。
It's unimaginable if he didn't get out a drug, can he even live up to now?
所以就是因为人在这个罪里面没办法自拔，所以我们今天需要得救。
So people are under the bondage of sin, they cannot get rid of it, so we need the salvation of Jesus.
今天每个人都有没不一样的问题。
Today, everybody has his or her own problem.
有人是脾气很坏啊。
Some people may have a very bad temper.
然后脾气很坏，有时候都会怪罪很多原因呢、啊。
When we have a bad temper, we may blame others.
有人就是生来就很容易嫉妒别人。
Some people have a natural tendency to become jealous.
因为他在一个非常不安全的环境里面长大起来的。
Maybe he grew up in a very insecure environment.
但其实最重要是来自于人的罪。
But all these problems come from the sin of human.
就是因为我们人在这个罪当中，我们今天需要一个力量来拯救我们。
It's just because everybody is under the bondage of sin, we need the salvation.
那到底要怎么办呢？
How shall we do?
我们来看《使徒行传》第十六章。
Please turn to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传第十六章，看三十节。
Chapter 16, verse 30.
十六章三十节。
Chapter 16, verse 30 of Acts.
又领他们出来说：“二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？”
He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
31节.
31.
他们说：“当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。”
They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, and you and your household."
第32节说：“他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家人都来听。”
32.Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all the other in his house.
那第三十二节说，那个晚上就在那个时候，禁主把他们带去，洗了他们的伤，他和属他的人立时都受了洗。
33. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds, and then immediately he and all his family were baptized.
于是这个禁主又领他们上自己的家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神。就都很喜乐了。
34. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with the joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family.
这里提到这个禁足，他问当时保罗跟希拉这两个传道者，问他说我要怎样行才可以得救。
This passage mentioned that this jailer came before Paul and Silas, the work of God, and saying, what must I do to be saved?
传道人跟他说要信主耶稣。
The answer is believe in the Lord Jesus.
然后把主的道理就给他讲解明白。
And then they spoke to the jailer the word of the Lord.
然后他们就受洗。
And then they receive water baptism.
那受洗完之后，他全家都很喜乐。
After baptism, his whole family was very joyful.
那我们就要想今天 要得救一定要靠着耶稣基督。
So we learn that
要信耶稣基督。
So we learn from this passage, in order to be saved, first we must believe the Lord Jesus.
那要信耶稣基督这一个动作本身，实际上是包括其他的有其他内涵在里面的。
To believe in Lord Jesus Christ has several implications.
因为我们看使徒行传第二章。
Because when we read Acts chapter 2,
当教会建立之初啊，教会要被建立起来那个一开始的时候。
When the church was initially established,
很多人他听到耶稣基督他为人类所做的牺牲以后。
When many people heard how Jesus Christ suffered for mankind,
他们了解到哦，原来我们把他钉十字架这个所谓拿撒勒人耶稣，他是我们的救主，就是弥赛亚基督啊。
They then realized the man Jesus from Nazareth, whom they crucified, is actually the Savior.
那时候他们一了解以后，他马上觉得说：“那我怎么办？”
The moment they realized this, and they said, "What shall we do?"
那时候第三十八节，彼得就跟他回答，使徒就跟他回答。
In verse 38.Apostle Peter replied,
说你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin, and you will receive the gift of Holy Spirit.
这里指出了这个要得救的这个步骤。
This verse describes the steps of receiving salvation.
他说第一个要悔改。
FirstWe must repent.
就对我们所做的过去，我们觉得说，我实在是错了。我以前怎么这么傻呢
？Repent is feeling remorseful for the sin we committed in the past.
这个悔改其实包括我们信仰上的认知，说以前所拜的是错误的。
Repentance also includes the realization that.The idol or the religion we were in were wrong.
因为以前我们可能不认识神。
Because at the time we didn't know who the true God is.
或者是我们拜错的神。
Or in that time we worshipped the wrong God.
或者是我们把神的作为把它认识错误了。
Or we had misunderstanding or wrong understanding on the work of God.
那这个悔改也要包括我们行为上的悔改。
Repentance.Also include a changing our behavior.
因为当我们用神的标准来衡量我们的生活的时候
，because when we compare our behavior against the law of God,
我们就会发现说我们所做的跟神的标准差太远。
We realize we have fall short of God's standard.
我们以前可能用人间的标准来衡量我们自己。
Before we try to measure ourselves according to a human standard,
我们觉得我们不错。
We feel we are very good.
但是当把神至高的神的完全的标准拿出来的时候，我们就觉得我们真的是离神太远了。
But when we compare ourselves with the standard from the Holy God, we realize we fall short of God's standard.
所以我们的行为上，我们要觉得说我们过去所做的。是错的。
So we need to repent. That means we need to change our behavior, and we realize what we did was wrong.
我们过去无知的部分啊，要求主耶稣赦免我。
We ask God, Lord Jesus, to forgive the sin we committed when we were ignorant.
然后接下来我们要奉耶稣的名受洗。
And the next step is to receive baptism in the name of Jesus Christ.
叫我们的罪得赦
，for the remission of our sins。
所以就指出，洗礼最重要的功用就要来赦免我们的罪。
This verse tells us the most important purpose of receiving water baptism is to for the remission of our sin。
因为耶稣为我们流了血
，because Jesus shed His blood for us。
主耶稣他其实他自己曾经这样亲口讲的，他流血的目的是为了要赦罪。
Jesus once said, "The purpose of His shedding blood for us is to forgive our sins."
我们看马太二十六章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音二十六章的第二十八节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 28.
马太福音二十六章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 26 verse 28.
因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。
This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
主耶稣说他流血，目的就是要让世人的罪得到赦免的。
Jesus said here, the reason he pour out his blood is for the forgiveness of sins of people.
他的血也要在圣餐里面让我们喝进来。
We will also drink his blood during the sacrament of Holy Communion.
所以你看，我们的圣餐、我们的洗礼都跟主耶稣的宝血有关系的。
So we can see that our water baptism or Holy Communion are very closely related to Jesus' blood.
耶稣流血是因为罪一定要用借着流血才有办法赦。
The reason Jesus shed his blood is because only through the shedding of blood can the sin be forgiven.
那我们洗礼罪得赦以后，我们重新得到神儿子的名分了。
And after our sins are forgiven through the washing of through the water baptism, then we regain the status of God's sons and daughters.
然后就穿上一件白衣了。
And then a white garment is given to us.
从此我们在神面前，我们的身份不同。
From that point onward, we have a different status before God.
有时候我们会没有感觉，就说我今天有洗礼跟没有洗礼有什么差别？
Sometimes we feel that things didn't become much different after we receive water baptism.
如果我也是读圣经，我也照圣经的话，我守安息日，我来教会听道理。
Suppose I read Bible, I also come to church on Sabbath.To observe Sabbath day.
但是我还是我就是我就不要洗礼，这样可不可以？
But however, I say I refuse to receive water baptism. Is that okay?
我们这次在芝加哥教会有一对夫妻，他们查到道理之后来信主。
In Chicago church, there's a couple who studied a truth. He came to our church.
那这对夫妻呢？他们是音乐家，他们夫妻两个都是学音乐的，都是其中这个做丈夫的呢是小提琴的演奏家。
This couple are both a musician. The husband is a violinist.
在他们还没有来信主、没有来受洗以前，他们初来教会的第一次的时候
，When on their first visit to our church，
他们夫妻两个共同有一个感受。
They both have this experience.
他奇怪，到这个教会来，他觉得这个教会的每一个人哦，看起来都比他们还好。
Their impression is that it seems everyone in that church is better than them.
他觉得奇怪，这会堂里面，因为芝加哥教会其实人安息日那一次人不多，大概四十多位信徒在聚会而已。
Actually, there are not many believers in the church that day, about 40 people only.
那他一进来，他聚会的时候，他就坐在那个最角落的地方，躲在后面。
So when they first came and they just sit in the last row in the pew.
他一进来觉得说这里这个地方这些人都比我圣洁。
First, their experience that all the people there seems holier than them.
他聚会完要去吃午餐的时候，他自己赶快去拿个盘子装了饭菜，以后就躲在那个角落自己去吃饭。
So during the lunch time, they just take some dishes and then just sit in a corner to eat.
他不敢去跟别人讲话。
They didn't dare to chat with people.
不是因为他很害羞。
Not that because they were very timid.
因为其实他们是在音乐界里面常常蛮出名的人物哦。他们到处去世界各地去演奏，然后跟很多很多所谓上层社会的人都有互动、有交流过的。
They were actually very famous musicians. They travel around the world performing music.
跟所谓的上层社会人这样互。这样讲话沟通，觉得很自然。他们觉得自己实在是很不错的。
They can converse with no problem with people in the upper class.
但是当他来到教会的时候，看到这些人，他自己很卑微，他自己觉得我好污秽，很跟这些人都没办法比较。
But when they come to the church, they feel they are unclean and they cannot be compared with the church members.
他看到每一个人都觉得说，这些人都比我好。
Everyone they saw in the church, they feel they are better than them.
他这个感觉是两个夫妻同时有这种到教会来第一个感受就是这里的人都比我圣洁。
So both husband and wife have the same feeling that the The member of church is holier than them.
为什么?
Why?
因为他还在罪里面。
Because they were still living in sin.
因为当时候在教会里面，当时候那一次聚会，真的所有人都是信徒了。
Because that day, all other people in the church were believers.
在主耶稣眼前都是义人。
That it, in the eyes of God, there were righteous people.
都是穿上白衣的。
And they wore a white garment.
都称为神的儿子。
And they are all sons of God.
但是唯独他不是。
But only these two visitors were not.
所以他那时候第一个感觉就是这个地方神在这里。
So that couple have this kind of impression when they first visit our church.
那当时候其实在来我们教会之前他已经去过很多很多教会了。
Before they came to our church, they already visited many other churches.
但是没有一个教会给他这样的感受。
But no other church gave them this kind of impression.
唯独在真耶稣教会。
And only True Jesus Church.
然后当他来到教会里面来听道理以后，
And after they listened the truth in the church,
他听到的真的叫做福音啊。
And they listen, they learn what is a gospel.
因为他明白为什么耶稣基督是神。
They realize why Jesus Christ is God.
为什么耶稣的话是活的，是有生命的。
Why the words of Jesus Christ is living.
耶稣所讲的话每一句都可信。
Every word of Jesus Christ is believable.
而且是可以经历，可以体验经验过的。
We can actually experience every word of Jesus.
他来到教会听完道理以后。
Now after listening the sermon in the church.
因为他心里面充满了神的话语。
And their heart were filled with the word of God.
很认真的在追求道理。
They very seriously search for the truth.
比以前他在读书的时候还认真。
It's even more serious when they were in school.
他跟我分享说他已经毕业好久了，他说、哦、已经很久没有这么认真在读书了。
They told me that they haven't really studied a book so serious after they graduate from school.
他现在读圣经。
So they are studying the Bible now.
他越读圣经的时候，他神就知道给他一个改变。
The more they read the Bible, the more God transformed their life.
他的改变就是他很自然的，他以前那个坏习惯抽烟喝酒。哎，主耶稣都把他戒掉了。
The transformation they experienced was before he had many bad habits like smoking or drinking, and through the help of God, they get rid of this bad habit.
以前喜欢跟这些朋友一起在那边喝酒聊天的，讲一些没有营养的话，很自然的，他听完道理到教会来以后，他渐渐的不喜欢，不会喜欢跟这些人在一起了。
Before he would like together with his friend to have some drinks.And to just chat idly, but no, now he no longer enjoy it.
因为在他们的以前的对话里面都是讲一些脏话、不好的话。
Because all the conversation he had before was very very unclean words.
后来他因为神的这个灵的感动，他就觉得说，我很自然，他的朋友也觉得他不一样了，他改变了。
And after coming to church, even his friends noticed their change.
那所以他觉得没关系，因为他已经了解圣经所讲的、哦。我如果为耶稣基督舍了我自己，我必须要跟从他，我要得到生命。
He doesn't matter. It didn't matter to him how his friend looked him. He said, "If he believe in Jesus, he would rather carry the cross for Jesus."
从圣经里面，他已经知道信耶稣会遇到许多艰难。
So from reading the Bible, they realize after believing Jesus, they may have encounter some difficulties.
会被人讨厌或恨恶。
They may be ridiculed or despised by other people.
那时候他已经有心理准备，他觉得所以很自然的朋友不喜欢他也没有关系。
So when his friend doesn't want to associate with them, they feel okay.
他宁可跟随耶稣。
They would rather follow Jesus.
那主耶稣也照着他的信心给他很多体验的。
And Jesus repaid his faith with many experience.
因为要证实他所信的耶稣基督是活的。
In order to prove him, the Lord Jesus he believed is a living God.
是听人祷告的神。
And that Lord is a God who hears the prayer of his people.
有一次我们在这个传道会当中，我们提到一句话， 让他觉得很感动。
During one Bible study session, we mentioned one verse which greatly touched him.
我们看箴言第十章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章第二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22.
十章二十二节，神所赐的福使人富足，并不加上忧虑。
Chapter 10, verse 22. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no trouble to it.
这里提到说神的福气、哦、是没有不会让你觉得担忧的，很自由，而且是很轻松。
This mentioned the blessing of God, is worry free. We will not be burdened or troubled by it.
然后在马太福音第六章里面，主耶稣应许。
In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus has this promise.
第三十三六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
三四节说，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天忧虑，一天的难处一天当当就够了。
34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
那这经节、哦、让他看了以后，他觉得说、哦、这个神这么好，这么会眷顾人。
When he read these verses, he felt that God is so good, he take care of his own children.
他当时候已经深深被主耶稣这个道理吸引，他有那个心，我要跟从耶稣。
So at that time, he was already deeply attracted by the words of God, and he wanted to follow Jesus.
因为他知道主耶稣基督，他既然今天为我流了这个血，他要救我进入这个得救的门。
He realized Jesus has shed his blood for him, and in order to bring him into the door of salvation.
那就照圣经这里所讲的这些生活上的需要，神会祝福，神会带领。
And all his daily need, God will take care.
所以后来他真的存了一个心啊，要追求神，要把神放在第一位。
So he determined to live a life.To put God as the first place in his life.
在他还没有受洗以前，他就已经准备把主耶稣基督摆在生命中的第一位了。他心意开始改变了。
Even before receiving water baptism, he already decided to live a life where Jesus Christ is the first place of his life.
主耶稣回应他这个信心。
And Jesus responded to his faith.
他在八月二十二号的时候，本来被安排到阿根廷要有一场演出。
Originally, on August 22, he was scheduled to go to Argentina to give a performance.
两个礼拜之后，安排在巴西有一场演出。
And 2 weeks later, he needs to go to Brazil have another performance.
那因为他查考道理明白，他准备要受洗。
And because he studied the truth, he is ready to receive water baptism.
那他的受洗刚好教会所排的这个灵恩会，刚好就是跟他演出日期撞齐了。
But the day of baptism is in conflict with his music performance.
那时候他觉得说受洗比较重要，我今天要赶快进入这个得救的门，我不能再等了。
So he thought, receiving water baptism is much more important. And he couldn't wait anymore.
我这次如果没有受洗，我再等明年，太久了。
He said, if I miss this opportunity, I have to wait until next year, too long.
所以他当时就准备要把这个撞击的这个音乐会把它取消。
So he was about to cancel his performance, which was in conflict with the day of baptism.
在这个经济不好的时候，那个演出其实是比较少，而且是很难得的。
In this the time of economic depression, The number of performance is very few. It's very difficult to have this kind of performance.
但是他为了要得救，他宁可放弃。
In order to receive the salvation, he gave up this opportunity.
当初讲好他那个代价是，他如果演出一场5000块的代价。
Before they would pay him for $5,000 for each performance.
他准备为了主耶稣的名，为了主耶稣的救恩，我要跟对方说我不去了。
So he was ready to about to cancel this performance.
但是他要跟对方拒绝不去，其实这个是要付很大的代价，不只是只有这演出会而已。
In order to refuse this performance, it's not just to it's not say okay, I don't receive this pay.
因为音乐会的演出通常都要很久以前就要准备好的。
Because the performance, a music performance needs to be arranged for a long time ago.
因为它是独奏，所以它如果一拒绝，他人家的演出单位那边是很麻烦的。
And also because he was given a solo performance, it's very hard to refuse.
他就有把这个样的一个心一个难题跟主耶稣讲。
So he brought this difficult problem before the Lord.
主耶稣亲自帮他解决。
And Lord solved this problem for him.
他这样的想法，几天之后，阿根廷打电话给他说，我们的音乐会取消。
When he had this thought, and a few days later, Argentina people call him, say we cancel the, we need to cancel this performance.
让他不用去参加，他可以很专心的、很自由来参加灵会、接受洗礼。
So that he doesn't need to go there, and so he have time to attend spiritual convocation to receive water baptism.
当阿根廷那边取消之后，过几天，巴西打电话给他。
After the cancellation from Argentina, a few days later, people from Brazil also call.
巴西的演出单位跟他说：“某某人，我们今天要把你的这一场演出，你的代价把它加倍。”
And the people from Brazil said, "We will actually double the pay of your performance here."
然后你现在在这个过程当中，你的所有旅费我们都给你付。
And we are also even pay all your traveling expense.
你还是一样演出一场。
You just need to give one performance.
神就自动的把他在阿根廷那边所失去的，从这个地方莫名其妙的嫁给他了。
So, whatever he lost, in Argentina, God actually pay him back on his performance on Brazil.
不止加倍，而且还包括他所有的旅费的开销。
Not only the performance was double, the pay was double. They even took care of his travel expense.
他体验到主耶稣这个话语是多么真实。
So he experienced how true is God's words.
所以他感受到说，今天主耶稣基督他这条路是他终身选择最重要的一条路了。
So
他已经找到了。
He said he already found.The road to follow, the way to follow Jesus is the most important decision he made in his life.
真的，神赐的福气使人富足，没有忧虑。
It is true, the blessing of God does not bring worry.
真的，神所主耶稣所讲的，把耶稣基督放生命中的第一位，我们所需用的神为我们祝福。
It is true that when we put God in the first place of our life.God will take care of the rest.
很感谢神，因为他们坚定的心志，他们在上个礼拜有受洗归入主的名下。
I thank the Lord because of their firm decision. They received water baptism last week.
从成为主耶稣基督的儿女。
And they become the son and daughter of our Lord Jesus Christ.
身上穿上白衣。
And they have this white garment from God.
能够享受。主耶稣 为我们所预备的那个筵席
，and they can enjoy the feast prepared by Lord Jesus。
所以这里所说的我们当怎么样行才可以得救
？So the Bible tells us what should we do in order to receive this salvation？
我们要接受耶稣基督的洗礼。
That is, we need to receive the baptism of Lord Jesus Christ。
我们就可以领受到主耶稣基督里面的喜乐。
Then we will receive the joy in Christ.
So, 愿主耶稣基督祝福我们。
So, may Lord Jesus Christ bless every one of us.
让我们能够对耶稣能够产生坚定不移的信心。
So, we all have this firm belief and conviction
in Jesus Christ. 所讲的应许，相信主耶稣的应许。
That we believe every promise of Lord Jesus.
我们罪能够得赦免。
And that our sins can be forgiven.
我们能够重新得回神儿子的名分。
We can regain the status as the son of God.
我们能够享受神为我们所准备这个救恩的筵席。
We can enjoy the feast of salvation that God prepared for us.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
480首。
480. Please be seated.
我们现在来祷告。
We shall pray together now.
祷告的时候，求主耶稣。他能够祝福带领我们剩下的这个灵恩会。
In our prayer, we ask Lord Jesus to continue bless the remaining spiritual convocation.
祷告的时候，求主耶稣赏赐我们朋友们坚定信心，愿意来依靠追随耶稣基督。
We also pray to the Lord to give a firm faith, so that they can follow Jesus.
因为这是如果要接受洗礼，这是人生一个最重要的决定。
They can decide to receive water baptism because this is the most important decision in their life.
我们要祷告的时候，要求主耶稣带领我们明天要举开的一些圣礼。
In our prayer, let's also pray that Lord Jesus will guide and bless tomorrow's important sacrament.
求主耶稣亲自用他的恩典来印证我们所传的道理。
We pray Lord Jesus use His blessing to confirm all the truths we believe.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray in one accord.
如果愿意的，我们可以到前面来接受按手。
If you are willing, you can come forward and to receive the laying of hand.
我们一起来跪下祷告。
Let's all pray, lay down and pray and pray in one accord.